Who went and saw the llama yesterday? And Dusty was out there. Would you say there was a tailgating atmosphere in the parking lot?
Yeah, there was a festive atmosphere. The Tibetan club from the University of Utah was performing.
Pounding brews.
There seemed a lot of confusion.
Funneling.
What's that? Oh, no beers, no grilling that I could see.
No, nobody was butt chugging doing downward dog. Is that how you tailgate for the llama?
Trying to think.
Oh,
no,
my
I don't
gosh.
Think so. But there was a little bit of an atmosphere of confusion, too. People weren't sure like where to go, if they had flash seats or if they had paper tickets.
Oh,
okay. So there's a lot of people just waiting around out for.
Yeah, it was not so zen when it comes to flash seats or paper tickets. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, we sent Dusty out there with a bargain for people. Dusty's bargain. It's tough to bargain with a man when he's holding all the cards. We had two choices. We could skedaddle out of town, or we could become air conditioning around high noon by the big clock tower. No, it was, you had Taste of Chaos tickets.
Yes.
And they could get the Taste of Chaos tickets if they gave you their llama tickets.
Right. And I was actually going to use the llama tickets if I got them.
Yeah, you really wanted to go. I wanted to go.
But before we get to that, just you interviewed some people in the parking lot about, you know, why they were there. And I thought this was all very interesting.
Well, he's a major socio-political and religious figure that has a lot to say about topics that a lot of the times our media is afraid to cover.
Oh, okay.
Due to the fact of the Chinese influence on our current media and our current government.
Is that true? Is China controlling our media?
Yeah. I hope not. Are they controlling us?
I hate this when I find out this sort of stuff secondhand.
Yeah. China's been controlling my media.
Well, and if we're the media too,
right,
and we're getting our puppet strings pulled by Hu Jintao?
By the Chinese.
He just teaches love. And being gay, I never felt like I was excluded. So to me, he's just an amazing person.
It's a spiritual thing. You know, there are a few people in the world that are remarkably holy, and he is one of them, and it is interesting to see. And again, he also speaks for the voiceless. So.
The top man to ever walk the planet, my buddy.
It's pretty cool.
I like that. That was a great comment.
They were from Wyoming.
It's like, did he say that about Peyton Manning, or is he saying it about the Dalai Lama? One of the top men to walk the planet, my buddy.
Right. Yeah.
So y'all look like a pretty young and hip group of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why is it important for you, your generation, to see the Dalai Lama speak?
Now, hold on. There's no easier way to make yourself sound old and crusty by saying to anyone else, you look like young and hip. How young were these people?
These people looked like children to me, but they were about 16 to 18, like high school age.
Okay. Today.
He's a big deal. He's interesting to watch.
Because he's peaceful and he's a good figure, like a role model.
All right. I thought all that was very cool.
Yeah.
Now, how did the bargaining go?
Very not so good.
Curious here.
But I'm offering you to trade up. You give me your llama tickets, I give you these, okay? Rockstar energy drink, Taste of Chaos tour. You guys want to trade up?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. So we're here seeing if someone will trade up their Dalai Lama tickets for a different pair of tickets. Do you want to at least hear what they are?
You can't trade up. You're only trading down, whatever you're doing.
I've been asking
Iowa to get here, brother.
You came all the way from Iowa to see His Holiness speak.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what these tickets are, okay?
Okay.
Taste of Chaos tour. Rockstar energy drink brings Dashboard Confessional, Taking Back Sunday, Seosin.
Nope. It was nice talking to you.
You can do Trump versus Clinton and we ain't getting
Taste of Chaos tour.
Maybe if I was 15.
Trade you for your Dalai Lama tickets.
Ain't happening.
Are you sure you haven't heard what they are yet?
Ain't happening.
Not happening?
Not happening.
Instead of the llama, will you trade me?
No.
You know, the real interesting thing, what we should have done was brought out $100.
Because money talks.
And there is no greater sort of foe for the llama than material goods.
Yeah.
And what symbolizes that more than a fat $100 bill?
Crisp.
Yeah.
New.
So do we still have the Taste of Chaos tickets?
I gave them to a young lady that didn't have tickets. She was waiting there trying to get tickets to see the Dalai Lama.
Was there a scalping atmosphere there? Was somebody on the corner like, got two, man, for His Holiness?
I did not see a single scalper, actually, which is fitting for the llama. But there were people there just saying, oh, I have extra tickets, and they were giving them away, but they seemed to be interviewing people first, like trying to give people tickets that really wanted to see him.
As in trying to figure out how zen they were before they got tickets.
Like if they were qualified to go watch the llama.
Oh, is that a Rolex on your wrist? I don't think you're llama material, my friend. Now you, with the tattered moccasins, yes, you'll be sitting next to me.